stage is Annabelle Gratz, and she, a lot of you know her as half of the Proper Ladies. She is here tonight alone, and we also, a lot of us know her as a voice teacher. I hear that she has some new classes starting in a couple of weeks. Please talk to her if you have an interest. And her Strong Sound Workshop is going to be in mid-May. So it all sounds intriguing. Talk to Annabelle about any of those things if you're interested. And let's give her a big hand. Annabelle Gratz.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, kind of had two songs I was thinking about. One was kind of a goodbye song. And then I started telling people I was going to do that, or maybe I'd do a body song. And everyone said they wanted me to do a body song. All right, I'll do a body song. Hold on a second. I don't sing well standing on chords. Isabel and the English National Monument... Let's try this again. Isabel and the English National Monuments, written by a fellow named Jake Thackeray. Isabel makes love upon national monuments with style and enthusiasm and anyone at all. Isabel's done Stonehenge and the Houses of Parliament, but so far pretty Isabel's never played the Albert Hall. Many a monolith has seen Isabel, her bright sire in turmoil, her breast urging swell. Unhappy Albert, so far denied the bright sight of Isabel going into her stride. The Forth Bridge, the Cenotaph, Balmoral and Wembley, the British Museum and the House of Lords. So many dicks in her National Trust catalogue, but so far the Royal Albert Hall has not scored. Countless cathedrals can now proudly show where Isabel's pretty shoulder blades once briefly reposed. Unhappy Albert, still waiting for the bright sight of Isabel on his parquet floor. At Westminster Abbey, she lay upon a cold tombstone, the meat in a sandwich of monumental love. Old pole-faced Wordsworth unblinking beneath, and a bright-eyed young archbishop breathlessly above. Many a stony-faced statue has flickered its eyes and swayed to the rhythm of her little panting cries. Wretched old Albert never yet has known Isabel's pretty whinnyings to echo round his dome. On the last night of the promenade, she waved to the conductor, and there and then on the podium, with scarcely applause, with a bow and a bow and a loud Rule Britannia, she completed her collection to enormous applause. Rapturous Albert now knows full well he's captured forever elusive Isabel. Prettily disheveled and firmly installed and faithful forevermore to the Royal Albert Hall. No more frantic ramblings up the dome of St. Paul. No more dank ramblings on Hadrian's wall. With form and enthusiasm and anyone at all, Isabel makes love at the Royal Albert Hall. Thank you.
Let's give another big hand to Annabelle Gratz.